You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about a movie costume with roots in sports history.
In the early 1940s, many women stepped up to the plate to become professional baseball players after most men were drafted to serve in World War II. Hee-Won Lim brings us the story of the players on the Racine Belles and specifically their uniform, which was a dress. It was made famous in the 1992 film A League of Their Own. One of the movie's costumes is part of the Wisconsin 101 collection, which tells the history of the state through objects.
In 1943, Philip Wrigley, a gum manufacturer and owner of the Chicago Cubs, came up with an idea. Professional baseball players had to turn their attention to World War II, but that didn't mean baseball had to go away. So he formed the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. Wrigley recruited players from across the country, but the first four teams were based in the Midwest. Two were based in Wisconsin, the Kenosha Comets and the Racine Belles. The Belles were briefly featured in the movie A League of Their Own. Although the film came out over three decades ago, the iconic costumes have stood the test of time.
You all have to get fitted for your uniforms. And this is what they're going to look like.
Pretty darn nifty, if you ask me. How about that, Billy?
You can't slide in that.
Hey, that's a dress.
It's half a dress.
Excuse me, that's not a baseball uniform.
Yeah, what do you think we are, ball players or ballerinas?
Costume designer Cynthia Flint says she consulted former players and clothing catalogs from that time period.
I received a whole uniform, socks, belt, those little undershorts. Really, I just copied it.
The uniforms worn by the female ball players consisted of a belted short-sleeve tunic dress with a flared skirt. Flint says the lack of protection from skirts led to injuries.
I mean, I guess the thing that was always so striking was about that they had to wear these skirts and the injuries that they got from sliding in, you know, the bruises and the scrapes. I mean, just their thighs were a mess.
Former Racine Belles player Sophie Curries talked about this in an interview with Grand Valley State University. She says the red abrasions from sliding into dirt base running were called strawberries.
Strawberry bunch upon strawberry. And even today, sometimes I get up in the morning and say, uh-oh. This bothers me a little bit, but not bad. When it's sore, it leaks, but our chaperone was pretty sharp. She made a donut affair and put it across the strawberry so that it wouldn't leak on my clothes, because if it did, man, it would stick to you and you'd try to pull that off and you'd be in agony.
Rules stated that skirts were to be worn no more than 6 inches above the knee, but the regulation was often ignored so players could run in field. The players also attended a charm school to ensure that they displayed ladylike behavior. Curry says players always had a skirt or dress on hand in case they needed to go in public.
And you know, when we had pit stop, the girls, but if they had shorts on, we had to put our dresses or skirts on, because we never could be seen in public with shorts or slacks. Never.
When taking the characters' backgrounds into consideration for the costume designs, Flint says the players' reaction to playing baseball in skirts makes sense.
Well, I mean, those women were farmers and wore pants and overalls, and I think there was a genuine, like, really, we have to wear dresses? This is insane.
The Racine Belles played for 8 seasons in Wisconsin from 1943 until 1950, when they moved to Michigan. The team relocated to Battle Creek and then to Muskegon, playing 3 more seasons, but the Belles folded in 1953. The rest of the league went out of business in 1954. The All-American Girls Professional Baseball League was quietly forgotten until the release of A League of Their Own 40 years later, which grossed over $132 million at the box office.
Hee-Won Lim brought us that story on the Racine Belles movie costume, which is part of the Wisconsin Historical Society's collection. It's also a part of the Wisconsin 101 Project, which tells the history of the state through objects. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCullum.